USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four men, including a social studies teacher and activist, were named Thursday in a federal indictment related to the George Floyd fatal arrest. The Justice Department said Anthony David Smith, 29, and Khalif Miller, 25, both a Philadelphia and Atlantic City, New Jersey resident, Carlos Matchett, faced two arson counts by setting a Philadelphia police car on fire, the complaint alleges on the May 30th incident. In a separate case, Ayub Tabri, 24, of Arlington, Virginia, is charged with setting a Pennsylvania State Police SUV ablaze. The men also face charges of obstructing law enforcement during a civil disorder. They each face a minimum of 7 years in prison and $750,000 in fines. William McSwain, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, said arson is an extremely violent act which presents a tremendous threat to public safety. The death toll from Hurricane Zeta was increased to 6 people Thursday. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the old school track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.